To this, the Lady Hera, in her guile, replied, "Most formidable son of Cronus, how impetuous! Would you lie down here on Ida's crest for all the world to see? Suppose one of the gods who never die perceived us here asleep and took the story to all the rest. I could not bear to walk directly from this love-bed to your hall. It would be so embarrassing. But if you must, if this is what you wish, and near your heart, there is my own bed-chamber. Your dear son Hephaestus built it, and he fitted well the solid door and door-jamb. We should go to lie down there, since bed is now your pleasure." But the Lord Marshal of Stormcloud said, "No fear, this act will be observed by God or man. I shall enshroud us in such golden cloud. Not even Helios could glimpse us through it, and his hot ray is finest at discerning." At this he took his wife in his embrace, and under them earth flowered delicate grass, and clover wet with dew. Then crocuses and solid beds of tender hyacinth came crowding upward from the ground. On these the two lay down, and drew around them purest vapor of golden cloud. The droplets fell away in sunlight, sparkling. Soon the father, subjugated by love and sleep, lay still. Still as a stone on Garrigan height he lay, and slumbered with his lady in his arms. The god of sleep went gliding to the beachhead, bearing word to the god who shakes the earth. He halted at his side and swiftly said, "Warm to your work now, comfort the Danaans, even award them glory in the fight, for a while at any rate, while Zeus is sleeping, now that I've wrapped him in a night of sleep. Hera beguiled him into making love." And he was gone, into far lands of fame, when he had stirred Poseidon to fight harder. The god now gained the line in a single bound and called out, "Argives, shall we yield to Hector once again, and let him take the ships, let him win glory? He would have it so because Achilles lingers by his ships, anger in his heart. Well, that great man need not be missed too badly if the rest of us rally each other to defend ourselves. Come, every man, and act on what I say. The army's best and biggest body shields are those that we should wear, our heads encased in helms that flash on every side, our hands upon the longest spears. And then attack. I will myself go first, my life upon it. Hector, for all his valor, cannot hold us."